There.
Beer full. Mm-hmm. Beer's full.
Beer full. Yeah. Where's Tyler?
Oh
God, he's not here.
I can see his bum print on the chair. No, he is. He's been kidnapped.
Vignette.
It's a podcast.
It's a podcast.
It's a podcast.
Evil podcast.
Evil podcast.
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 It's a podcast.
Podcast.
It's a podcast.
Podcast.
Evil podcast.
Evil podcast.
You might ask yourself, am I feeling evil?
Are you?
I read some good advice from a Navy SEAL about what you should do if you're kidnapped.
Okay. Have you started?
Have I started the book?
No, the podcast. Because usually I say, hey, welcome to the EVIL podcast.
Oh, this is the vignette, maybe.
No, we already played the vignette.
We could cut that out.
Hey, welcome to the EVIL podcast. I'm Andy. I'm here with Craig Cardboard.
Hey.
Tyler is not here because he's feeling apathetic.
Yeah.
Apathic. We don't
apathic.
Know. He was coughing. He's
apathotic. There's a wine blend called Apothic Wine.
Yeah.
It's horrible.
Is it? Red or white? You don't drink
both.
Red, so it's white. Oh, okay. It's been a long time since we're... it's all of us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We've, there must be something about... we cannot be in the same room with Tyler together. It's not between you and me. It's between me and Tyler.
You
and
yeah.
Yeah, maybe it is.
Don't bang the floor, I told you.
Okay, sorry.
Have shitty equipment.
You should take my feet off the table.
I was too lazy to bring all the equipment.
Yep, yep.
And should we talk about the...
kidnapping?
Well, no, that the podcast is fizzing out with a bang.
Well, we'll find out. We put it on Death Watch. That's it. It's on death row right now.
We're probably going to do one more with Tyler, and then we'll probably take a break from it, and we... might be back.
Yeah.
You
can never retire from podcasting. Just like if you're a musician, there's no such thing as retirement. So,
I told you I was thinking of starting a podcast with my wife.
You were?
Like,
that's awesome.
Like, we were talking, I don't know if I talked about this on the podcast.
But that is a bad reason that will create a divide in anger between all of us. She's Yoko Ono-ing us. Why did you even bring that up?
Funny that it's Yoko, because it's kind of a music-related podcast.
Whoa. Well, that's cool.
Well, the thing is, you and Tyler are not Dylan fans.
What is there? There's Bob Dylan and there's songs.
Yeah, well, we were, because me and Alex were talking.
I'm not a Bob Dylan fan.
Well, we'll have you on as a guest. No, we were.
I hope so.
We were talking about, like, that he has so many albums. And
yeah.
Alex said, like, I kind of wanted, like, take, like, each and every album and listen to it chronologically. And
on the podcast?
And then I said, that's a podcast idea. And she's like, yeah, maybe.
I have a good model for you, though. You talking U2 to me?
Yeah. I listen to a little bit of that.
They don't even talk. They barely talk about
U2.
Yeah, I
know, yeah.
Those guys are funny. I like them.
Yeah.
I like Comedy Bang Bang. You don't like it. It's
just, I can't get into English-speaking podcasts. I don't know why.
Oh, that's fine. That's
I don't
good.
Know if it's just like my last grasping on to Swedish culture.
I listen to Philip and Fredrik's Swedish podcast.
Oh, yeah.
They do one English and one Swedish each week. And I listen to the... I put the Swedish one on.
Yeah.
And they behave exactly the same.
Yeah. But the thing is, like, I only... I
Fredrik is the tall guy with the higher voice, right?
Yeah, yeah.
He's just as sort of annoying and... and talks all the time.
Yeah.
But so good for my Swedish. I should listen to it more. And I have to say, that's probably the hardest thing to understand if you're studying a second language.
Yeah.
It would be like a comedy podcast where...
yeah, I guess so.
How do you keep up with everything? But
yeah, well, I have a lot. I can recommend you a lot of Swedish podcasts. So.
I should put them on. Anyways, I always listen to podcasts when I work out. So
okay,
I listen to Comedy Bang Bang, and sometimes like I'm mid rep with a really heavy weight, and then they say something that cracks me up, and I can't finish it. But
yeah,
it's good. It's fun.
I listen to them at work, and sometimes you kind of want to laugh out loud.
Why don't you? Oh, you sound like a crazy man.
Well, yeah.
I think we could turn the podcast It could be like a themed podcast that appears at random times.
At random, yeah. I mean, it's not like we have a regular following anyway, so well, I guess it doesn't matter when it comes out.
I was thinking to myself, like, Andy, now that we're quitting the podcast, can you please remove all episodes from the Internet Archive?
I think most of them are going to be because, like, if we're not doing it, like, there's no reason to pay the hosting fees.
No.
Anyway, early onset. So what were we talking about? Tyler is sick.
And, sick and tired.
Yeah.
Sick and tired. Yeah.
Well, like I told you before, like I couldn't do the podcast in a couple of weeks and I conducted like kind of an experiment where I didn't say anything to you guys and none of you contacted me in two weeks. So.
Yeah, but you said that this last weekend you couldn't do the podcast.
I never told you anything.
No. No, you didn't.
No, I didn't. Yeah.
So my silence was waiting for you to say, and you did say something.
I did say something.
I was anticipating, actually. I was missing the podcast.
Well, it's funny that you didn't speak up.
I felt a twinge of no, I got to be honest. I was thinking about it.
Okay.
I was thinking it's about time that we did it. Mm-hmm. So there you go.
There you go.
So you can have, you can come, we can come to many different.
Oh, here. Let's take a. Editing break. Oh yeah, hi. No worries.
scrambling.
Anyway, we're back from the break.
Scrambling animals.
Yeah.
That's all I want to say about that.
Right. Yeah, like I said, it kind of felt more like a chore lately.
Why? Because you were on the air with Tyler for 2 weeks?
No, but I also have to edit this shit and put
That feels like a chore.
Yeah, it kind of
does.
That's
a pain in the ass.
It is a pain in the ass.
You never have to do that.
No, and none of you guys volunteered, so...
No, that's true. That's true.
Anyway.
Although I thought you had it down to a science where you just eliminated almost all the editing.
I kind of did, but still... Yeah, I don't know. It's kind of, I kind of enjoy just meeting up with you guys and drinking beer.
That's all I was concerned about was when it boils down to everything.
Yeah,
I think I like to spend time with you guys.
Yeah, well, that's what kind of we always say.
I worry though if we remove the podcast from the equation.
Yeah.
That we could sit in uncomfortable silence.
No, but we have never sat in uncomfortable silence. I think that's all in your head. No, I think it is. This is funny because this sounds like couples therapy, which I like.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, now that you have decided to Yoko Ono the podcast.
Well, it's not because of that, because that my new podcast
it's
probably
a small, it will it's a small amount of betrayal, but
okay, well, I fair can't, enough. Well, just in my defense, that podcast will probably not amount to anything, and it
no,
will
you
probably
should you should
not,
do the do your best with it.
Yeah, but it's just
I wish you the best.
It's just like we talked when we started. This is the threshold to having the idea to
yep,
actually
you're right.
doing it.
Yeah, but here's the thing: if you go and actually do that, that's encouraging me, and I think I will do a podcast.
Yeah, you should, and I'll be a guest on that one day.
I don't know what in God's name I'm going to talk about, but
this is like we should do for the last podcast next time we do with Tyler. Just yeah. like brainstorming ideas for our own podcasts.
Yeah.
Maybe you.
Who is least likely to do a podcast after we break up? One, two, three, Tyler.
Yeah, probably. Tyler has the equipment. Well, you have the equipment too. So
we
yeah,
did,
Tyler.
Actually, yeah. He went and bought the nicest equipment.
Yeah, the nicest microphone. Well, I did buy a soundboard though. So, anyways.
I think
maybe you and Tyler should have a podcast.
Maybe
that will make you two talk without having to relay through me.
That's true. Never thought about that.
Uh-huh.
I like him on the podcast. I think it could be fun.
Yeah.
We actually sat and watched a hockey game together once. You realize
oh,
that?
Yeah, you
more
did.
More than
when
once.
When I was, okay.
We've done that three times, but.
You did once when I was bored with the hockey and I took a cab.
Yeah, you left home. You got the hell out of Houston.
For some reason, sports bore me these days. I don't know why.
I think we're all suffering from when is winter going to release its icy grip on our psyches.
Even like baseball, which is kind of my go-to sport to watch, I only
really watch
it. Yeah, I have watched like half a game. And I only get excited like mid-September.
Andy, when is the last time you went somewhere tropical?
Somewhere tropical?
With your wife.
Tropical... 2 years ago, maybe?
It's 2 years now.
A year and a half.
I think that explains everything.
Maybe. We're going to Victoria in April.
My mom just got back from there. It snowed the whole time.
Oh, really?
She was expecting flowers and...
Yeah, because we went around last Easter, and we're going again, and it was really nice there last Easter. So.
Yep.
Yeah. What did your dad do? Did he didn't come?
My dad is funny. When my mom isn't around...
Oh, so she went by herself.
She went by herself, yeah. And so we hung out a little bit. We did a trip to the lake.
Yeah.
And then he called me up and said, let's go to the sawmill for dinner. And I'm like, okay.
I can imagine.
He's better now. Like, he'll actually call me. Like, before in the past, he would just suffer in silence and eat very badly.
Yeah, I can imagine. Brian, just that's your dad.
Yep.
You can say Brian, right?
Sure you can.
Brian Cardboard. Just eating frozen pizza and drinking red wine. That's his drink of choice.
He does like red wine. He does. He is a red wine. What is with him? He must have the magic blood, which does not create headaches from red wine. I would love to drink red wine, but I'd love to not have a headache more.
Because I know you said that you need to try it out. Are you sure it gives you a headache?
Last time I did it, it did.
Oh, okay. Right. Yeah.
I figure that's scientific.
Because I'm also one of the few people who, like, I like red wine, but I'm not particularly fond of white wine.
If a beautiful woman forced me to drink red wine for the evening...
Yeah.
I'm not even sure that would work.
No?
No, because I went out to...
When was the last time
I went out to paint night.
Oh, at the...
Have you heard of paint night?
Sherlock Holmes? No.
No, I mean, they're everywhere.
Oh, yeah. At a pub.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I'm going to bring my painting that I made.
Can you just give a background to the listener?
Okay. So paint night is...
You go to a pub.
Yeah. It's $100+ million a year business. And what they do is basically you go to a pub wherever there's wine served.
Yeah.
And then there's going to be like the head instructor who has a painting, and she's going to, usually she, not always. Is going to teach you how to paint that painting. So they take care of all the supplies. You get the canvas in front of you, all the colors that you need. Mm-hmm. And step by step, she or he will walk you through how to make that painting. Now, number one, you already know this. I'm terrible at following instructions.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, I don't like to follow them.
Okay.
And
I know you don't follow the don't bang the table.
I know. I like to know what the instructions are.
Yeah.
But I would rather just do it at my own pace.
Right.
And so I also went into paint night knowing that I have absolutely no talent at all drawing or painting things.
Really? I'm a bit surprised because you're kind of musically inclined.
I don't know why, but like the talent does not bleed over into the painting thing.
Okay.
Maybe I've convinced myself that, but... Maybe.
Well, yeah, because I was kind of convinced I didn't know how to draw either until I took a drawing class and I realized I'm not too terrible at it, actually. I'm not good, like great by any means, but like I'm better than I thought.
I'm going to bring...
You saw my David Bowie type.
I remember that. I think that's pretty cool that you did that.
I did some puns for artists like David Bowie and Paul Big McCarthy and stuff like that.
Oh yeah, I went to an improv class. I started my improv class on Tuesday.
Oh, yeah. I didn't know that.
At Rapid Fire.
Oh, cool.
Anyways, let me bring this painting. I'm going to hold it in the right or perhaps the wrong orientation.
Right.
And I want you to guess what it is.
Say that again. Okay, hold on. Let's take a break. And there we're back. So Craig is showing me his painting, which looks like a eagle eye, a pink eagle eye on the right edge of the painting, and then feathers shooting. It's either a pink eagle eye or some sort of a flower.
Okay.
Well, it's one of the two. And now he's rotating at 90 degrees. Sorry, 270 degrees. That looks like a weird sunset then. A pink sunset.
Could it be a forest fire?
Could be. Could you, like, move it to the right? Because I'm looking right in the light. Oh, yeah, that could be a forest fire, but everything is angling towards the center point, which fire wouldn't... Now it looks like an Indian headdress.
So, this is the way that it is.
You have to talk into the microphone.
Oh, all right. So, the last...
Oh, so that's the way, so it's...
The last one I showed you is the way that it was supposed to be.
Right. I'm going to have to take a picture of this and put it up on our Facebook page.
Okay, thanks. It is actually supposed to be a flower.
Oh, okay.
Now, if you compare that to what the person actually wanted us to paint,
yeah,
it's okay. Not even close. And so maybe you can see my hastiness.
Well, it doesn't matter. Like, it's... I'm not one of those people who have to have a painting like be on the nose anyway. So
yeah.
Like, it has nice colors.
But I did.
But I don't have the reference point, so I like.
But I this is the first time that I thought of it as a
talking to the microphone
as
the eye of an animal.
Well, yeah, it kind of looks like a pink eagle eye.
Anyways, that is what happened. How did we even get on paint night?
I can't even remember.
No, I can't remember either. Anyways, I'm not. I revealed...
I think we came there from podcasts to creative outlets or something.
Right. Oh, yeah. Okay, so an improv class. So I started that on Tuesday. Yeah. Yep.
I didn't know that.
It was all...
I'm a bit envious. I would like to try a...
It's an intro one.
Right, yeah.
And...
Because if you listen to our back catalog, none of us is particularly good at improv.
And so... It's weird. I studied before I went to the class. I'm like...
Oh, you did.
I was convinced they would put me on the spot.
Never say no. That's the only rule I know.
Yeah, yeah. It's always yes and.
Yeah.
So I felt like, oh, I gotta be sharper. I gotta be on my feet. But it was all games, and it was all just about like loosening up your imagination and like creating trust in the room. You know, feeling like it's okay to make mistakes, and then.
Yeah.
Games that were increasingly kind of putting us on the spot,
yeah.
Where we had to say, like, get the first thing that was on our mind out.
So you actually did some improv then?
Well, it was...
Did you go on your own or with someone you know?
No, I went on my own.
Oh, cool.
It was...
That's brave. Teaching. I wouldn't have the courage to do that.
Like, why not?
Yeah.
So it was like teaching the rules of improv, like the fundamentals of improv through games.
Right.
And by doing those games, we actually kind of became... closer as a group.
Can you apply those rules to me and I'll if you're the teacher?
Oh,
and
God.
I'll,
nope. I'm trying to remember.
Yeah.
Nope, but there was one game at the end where we all called out each other's names. You would call somebody's name.
Yeah.
So you had to remember the person before you who called your name.
Okay.
And then you call another person's name. Then they mixed in movies. So you had to listen for, in a totally different order... the movie that comes before your movie.
Okay.
And then you say your movie.
Okay.
But then you have to make sure that the person that you say it to says their movie. And then it came down to names of fruit.
Okay.
So a banana was before me.
Yeah.
And then I was papaya, and I had to make sure the person in front of me said blueberry. If they don't say blueberry, I have to keep saying papaya. Meanwhile, I'm trying to listen for somebody who said the name of the movie before my movie and somebody who says my name.
This sounds hideously complicated. I wish Tyler was here so we could play it out.
Okay, it's simple at first, right?
Right.
It's very simple at first. It's like I point to you and I say your name, Andy.
Yes.
You point to someone else and say their name.
Tyler. Right?
Okay. Now, you need to remember, of course, and this is easy. Yeah. If I point to you and say Andy,
mm-hmm.
you're going to hear your name and you are going to remember the person you point to. Okay?
Yeah.
Now, we do the same pointing thing like I say the name of a movie,
yeah.
Three Amigos, and point to you.
Yeah.
Now, you say the name of a movie to someone else. Okay?
Planet of the Apes.
Right.
Tyler.
So, as soon as you hear Three Amigos, you know it's your cue. Okay? Oh. But you also have to make sure the other person hears Planet of the Apes. Make sure Tyler hears Planet of the Apes. If he doesn't, you have to keep repeating. So it starts simple, but the coolest thing was we all learned each other's names.
Right.
Okay. Out of this.
I'm not quite sure I get it.
They're just a number of just exercises and fun things that get you moving, get right. you creative using your body, mm-hmm. Having fun. And there's a cute girl in the class.
Oh, sweet. Yeah. Is she good at
She's
improv?
She's pretty cute. She's good at it. She's good. She's good. She's kind of evil. Like,
oh, really?
You know, kind of like oh. dark humor. It's quite interesting. Cool. And so it's on Tuesday again.
Okay. I'm going to call Tyler I'm glad for I did the it. Next semester and we'll go together.
So there's multiple levels. There's multiple right. levels. So yeah. so I just want to keep doing this. Not because I want to be an improv actor at all. It's no. because I want to be in a I want to be in an environment where it's totally supportive.
Yeah.
And it's all designed to help you be like creative and funny and come up with things on the spot.
Yeah, which I know what to do already, so that's fine.
Case in point.
Case in point. Just kidding.
So I probably bored our yeah. non-audience about improv.
Yeah, don't care about the audience. You didn't bore me. So.
Okay.
Interesting. So it's a good class to take, it seems like.
You know, well,
I think I seen it in like course thingies that me and Alex looked through because we did like ball dancing, which I didn't care for that much.
I would suggest it's better for you to not go with someone you know. Because then you're actually compelled to speak with more people and get to know more people. And you don't gravitate back towards anyone in particular.
Yeah.
And so I haven't come to grips that I'm that one of the oldest person in the group because there's someone older than me.
Oh, good.
So he can wear the old mantle.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'll just be the guy who tries new stuff. So it was fun. It was fun.
Cool.
It was fun, and I don't feel nervous about the next one.
Right.
Although it's weird, like things. Oh, they did one exercise where it's just like, okay, we just want you to. It's like five things you will find in.
Is there an exercise so that you like, and I could do? Just to
sure. Okay. So yeah. What are five things that you find in a pot store?
Like pot? As
like a, the marijuana.
Marijuana. Marijuana is bad. Okay. Five things you'll find.
So now when you say the thing, I'm going to repeat the thing back to you.
Okay. A counter.
A counter.
A cash register.
A cash register.
Vaporizers.
I had to say what you say.
Okay. Bongs.
Bongs.
Filters.
Filters. Those are five things you can find in a marijuana store.
Yeah.
And so the idea is that the whole group supports you no matter what you say.
Oh, okay.
Right? So they don't make you
so
feel...
So even if I said, like, a bunny rabbit.
Yeah, it's a bunny rabbit. Okay. Yeah. So that was one thing we did.
Okay.
But still, when it comes to you and you're in a group of like 15 or 20 people, it's just like mine was things you find in a pet store.
Pets?
No.
Stores?
Yeah, now it's easy, right? But I was just like gerbils, gerbil food, bad service, like tennis balls and a checkerboard floor.
Yeah,
but you have to think of it on the spot.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
But even when you're pausing and even when you're thinking about it, you still feel like people are supporting you.
Right.
But you start to feel anxious when you wait a little bit too long. Like you're. And I find that I would draw. It's interesting. It helps you get over that thing where you kind of draw a blank.
Yeah.
And because you feel more comfortable, you find those ideas a little bit faster. So.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is like when we try to be funny, like it is hard to come up with it like on the spot.
Like, the thing is like, yeah, try to be funny is the thing you shouldn't do.
Right. I don't understand that concept. not trying to be funny.
It's just being
here
right
now. Which
I think
you do too, probably.
What?
You probably, like...
From I probably know how to not be funny.
No, you... You try to be funny all the time, too. Most of the times.
Yeah, if we try...
I guess that's not entirely true for any of us. Most of the times. I don't know. I'm just doing.
But I think it comes from relaxation, and the best humor comes from us, from me not waiting to say this funny thing that I've been waiting to say all show, and then say the funny thing.
Yeah.
But situational, sort of on the spot.
Exactly. Yeah, I know that feeling.
That loving feeling.
That loving feeling.
Oh, yep. That loving feeling. We lost that loving feeling.
Yep.
All this, in the podcast.
All this from you mentioning Yoko Ono.
Yeah, Tyler.
Okay, Alex, you said that.
Yeah, I hope you do. I hope she has a laugh. And then tell her about the gluten-free bar.
Yeah. She's too sensitive for that. No, she's not. Anyway, well, what else should we talk about? Should we leave it at that?
No.
No? You've got lots of things to talk about.
Why do people swear so much in English in Swedish?
I don't know. I ask myself that too.
A bilingual storm is brewing in your country. Did you know that? Because of repeated use of the F word in Swedish.
Well, you have to give me some background.
It all flared up in February.
Okay.
Sweden was doing their Eurovision qualifiers.
Right.
And presenter
Clara Henry. Yeah.
Started by shouting, "This is Mello fucking de festivalen."
It's Swedish.
So she interjected the fucking in the middle of it.
She said this is in Swedish.
They quoted her as saying, "This is."
"Det här är Mello fucking de festivalen."
Yeah, that's all right. Okay. Several angry what I noticed is that in Sweden, using the word, strong words like that, they don't have any power. Those words don't have any power. So it's quite interesting when they're said because they don't really mean anything. They're throwaway language, yeah. Really.
Well, there was a song in Melody Festival and called "Everything is Better with a Saxo Fucking Phone." In Swedish, Alta Betterman Saxo Fucking Phone.
There is a lack of saxophone in songs right now, and I feel there's an opportunity for saxonophists.
That is your opinion.
To jump in there.
That's your opinion.
Sax solos took over guitars for a while. What did those guitars do during that time? Moped.
I don't know.
Moped in the studio.
Buying new strings.
Strings for the guitars.
I don't know. But yeah, you're right. I noticed that here, in Canada, you can say shit.
Yeah.
You can say fuck some of the times. You can never ever say cunt. Well, not never ever. I can say it to you and Tyler, but at work, you can say cunt.
And in the UK, they say it a lot.
Yeah, in the UK, it's almost like a sign of
endearment. You can call someone a cunt.
It's almost like it could be even a sign of endearment.
Yeah, give me an example.
Well, when I meet my buddy Steve, he's like, "Hey, Andy, big old cunt." Almost like a sign of endearment.
You mean your friend Kent?
No, my friend Kent Steve. Hunt? No, my friend Steve.
No, Steve Hunt.
Steve Sludden from Corby.
Oh, okay.
Or Trev, whatever his name is. I have a few British friends. I'm international.
All right.
I haven't seen them in 8 years, but still. because I said that at work once, just to my two buddies at work, that's kind of a cunty move. And they're both women, so they're okay.
Sensitivity.
I don't.
It is hard.
We know I'm European, so I don't think.
I'm not anti political correctness, so don't mistake me for that. But in a world where there is so much sensitivity, words that cause sensitivity almost take on more power, don't they?
Yeah. Well, there's always, in Swedish too, there's stuff you can't say, I guess.
Is there? Yeah.
Well, now it's racial slurs.
Okay.
But that's not okay here either, I guess. But there's always...
But interesting, most of the bad words in English are around sexual organs or activities.
Yeah.
Cunt, fuck, shit. Yeah. Anything happening in the lower hemisphere of your body.
But, shit is fairly okay, though, in North America.
Right? Oh, yeah. Shit, yeah.
But there's always things that's going to be taboo, like a played you that Swedish comedy "Rape the Baby"
ooh, yeah.
video. Like, but
yeah, but the terrible moment, and just to prove that point, was when I started playing the podcast in the truck on the way to the.
Well,
lake.
I cut that out from the podcast. So
no, it was there. It was there.
No, I'm pretty sure I cut
No, it came up, and luckily I stopped it soon enough, and then just said, "Oh, I just said like a Swedish word that sounded like that."
Who did you play it for?
My parents were there in the airport. I was like, "Oh no,
yeah,
oh no, yeah." Okay, so they're lines. Retard.
I don't think
retard
that was,
is one.
I don't think that was on the podcast. How do we I just sent you the link.
How do we call ourselves stupid now? Because I don't mind self-deferential insults.
Like they even said on E! News or whatever, don't say the R word.
Right.
Yeah.
So how do I call myself stupid now?
Well, everybody knows you're stupid.
Oh, man, I'm so intellectually...
Challenged.
It doesn't have the power there, right?
Yeah. No, but that's the thing, because there's always like... it always evolves, and you can't say this, and they come up with a new... name until that's a slur and they have to come up with a new name. It's like
often right
when I was in like nursing, my background is nursing back home, and we always said like wheelchair bound if someone was like in a wheelchair. Like
bound,
my grandma was, she's like or handicapped.
But in Swedish, what's wheelchair bound?
Rullstolsbunden.
Really? It's so similar.
Because, and we said that
Wheelchair bound sounds like you're bound to be in a wheelchair.
Yeah, you're
eventually.
Bound to a wheelchair. Or bunden means like tied to a wheelchair.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And then we were talking and our teacher like, no, no, it's not wheelchair bound.
It's
the wheelchair. It's rullstolsburen. Wheelchair carried.
Oh.
Yeah.
So you're not actually tied to it. You just happen to be moving.
Yeah,
anything.
Exactly.
Okay.
And it's the same as handicapped in the U.S. where they were like, it's not handicapped, it's handicapable.
Yes.
And then it's...
differently abled.
Yeah, it's...
Now, differently abled will soon be bad.
Yeah. Yeah, probably.
But how do we change that one?
Mobility,
abled.
Mobility varied.
Because
it's like a gender change. It's not a gender change anymore. It's gender correction.
It's correction.
Yeah, because you're correcting your gender because that's the gender you wanted to be all along.
Okay, I will say at the improv, we were asked which pronouns we choose to be named.
What's a pronoun?
Okay, so I'm Craig.
He.
I'd like to be called he.
Yeah.
He, him.
Yeah.
He, him, I.
Okay.
But we're so used to saying he, she.
Yeah.
You know, like when we're trying to be neutral, it's a good thing that didn't slip out.
Right.
So I'm a he, him.
Bad motherfucker.
See, that wouldn't be insulting. But it wouldn't answer the question correctly. And so, All of this bathroom stuff. It's interesting. It almost...
It's also hard to have an opinion on it when you're a straight white male, I find.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I just enjoy going into the one that's designated for both, because usually that's the one that's not being used, and you can have complete privacy. It's wonderful.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. You know, and it's interesting because when you, and maybe we've all... had this moment, we will eventually, where we come out of the handicapped bathroom stall, or the differently abled, or the abled, or the
capable.
Wheelchair carried bathroom stall, and there's somebody waiting for it who obviously needs it much more than you do.
Yeah.
What's the version of that when you walk out of a gender neutral bathroom? Is there a version of that? There shouldn't be.
Is there a gender neutral? I've never seen it in Alberta. Alberta. Never seen a gender new
Albert.
Bathroom. Yeah.
In Alberta.
Yeah. Well, I don't know.
Yeah.
But I don't think a handicapped, if handicapped is the right word, if not, I apologize. But I don't think it's like a bathroom exclusively for handicapped.
It's just people
it's
who
just
need
like,
a lot of space to put their bags and their jackets.
It's just like fitted for
wheelchair
carried people, but you can use it even if you're not.
Mm-hmm.
That's my, I don't know.
Yeah, it's more.
Well, it's weird here because even like if you have like two, like just like a in a restaurant and you have like two rooms that is a bathroom.
Yeah.
That you go in and lock, and it's just one toilet seat.
Yeah.
And one has male and one has female.
Okay.
Isn't that weird? Because they're just you can just be one person in there. Why would?
Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good point.
What is that in one? I think I don't know if it was in Alberta or BC where it just like human beings.
What do you think about it? Because when I walk out of the washroom, I want the person who's waiting there to come in
or
to look like me.
You want a male one. Because the women don't want males to go into their bathroom and pee on the ring.
Oh, okay.
Or, I don't know. I'm just, I don't know.
But women don't poop, so I don't know what the fuss
that's
is.
That's true.
Yeah.
I think I saw my wife pooping the other day.
You but, saw her pooping?
Oh, I think she hadn't locked the door. But she must have been doing something else. She couldn't have pooped.
No,
right?
Yeah, I think she was knitting.
Yeah. Knitting or...
Inspiring.
Frying me a bacon, making me a pie.
But we women would like to. Wouldn't you want to perpetuate that myth? I would.
As a woman,
if somebody said to you, "A guy's never poop," I'd be just like, "Well, you're right. We don't. Therefore, you cannot be responsible for any bad smell.
Yeah,
anywhere.
Or farting. Do you fart?
I've never heard one fart before.
A woman?
I've heard my mom fart. Sorry.
Okay.
I thought it was a duck, but...
Yeah. Oh, right.
Yeah. But the ducks were in Arizona at that time.
Yeah. My Alex actually told me that when we met. You will never hear me fart.
Mm-hmm.
Ever.
And how long did it take for that to be broken?
3 days.
Oh, only 3 days, really? Wow. I just... It's fun to just put on the blinders. I don't think women spend a lot of time thinking about guys taking dumps. But they don't try to perpetuate a myth that we don't.
No, but... Yeah. I don't really think about women taking dumps either. So...
No. We're really in the... Can we step out of the washer for a while
there?
Sure. And do that. Well, why don't we wrap this one up?
Mm-hmm.
We've got another one that we're going to do.
Are we? Okay. I didn't know we were making another one. Okay.
We can keep going a little bit.
Okay.
Okay, let's go. Keep going.
Oh, we're keeping going now? This is...
We can have a mini-sode after this.
Sure.
How about that?
Okay. Let's wrap this up. Let's do a mini-sode.
Soon.
Soon. This has been Radio Evil on Pirate Satellite.
Ooh.